With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, it's time for Wednesday's Hero. Today's hero is Michael Daly. Here you go.
Wednesday's hero is Michael Daly. Michael Daly, First Lieutenant, U.S. Army. Name of the story is Distinguished Father and Son. Michael Daly entered West Point in 1942, but he left 1 year after to enlist as a private in the infantry. He trained in England and waded ashore on Omaha Beach on D-Day with the 1st Infantry Division, known as the Big Red One. After moving through France and into Germany, Daly was wounded near Aachen. He recuperated in England, then returned to action and assigned to the 3rd Infantry Division, and was given a battlefield commission as 2nd Lieutenant. Early on the morning of April 18, 1945, 1st Lieutenant Daly was in command of his infantry company moving through the rubble on the outskirts of Nuremberg, where bombed-out houses provided good cover for German snipers. As the Americans were going down the city's main thoroughfare, an enemy machine gun suddenly opened fire from across the city square. As his men fell all around him, Daly charged the German position and killed the three-man crew with his carbine. Wow. Continuing ahead of his unit, he came upon an enemy patrol armed with rocket launchers entrenched in a shell of a house and ready to ambush American tanks. He again opened fire with his carbine. Though the Germans responded by firing rockets back at him, he held his ground, and he kept shooting until he killed all six members of that patrol. Amazing. As he continued to move ahead of his company, Daly entered what had been a city park. A German machine gun again started firing from close range. With one of his men were killed, he picked up the soldier's rifle and used it to shoot both the enemy gunners. In all, he killed 15 Germans that afternoon and took out three machine gun positions. The next day, he was leading his company into action again. Daly was shot in the face. The bullet entered one ear and exited the opposite cheek. Falling to the ground, he felt that he might drown from his own blood until one of his men cleared his throat. Daly received medical treatment in England and in the States until mid-1946, but was well enough to travel to the White House on August 23, 1945, to receive the Medal of Honor from President Harry Truman. The next day, he was back home in Connecticut, riding in a motorcade. Alongside him was his father, Paul Daly, a World War I recipient of the Distinguished Service Cross, who had twice been recommended for the Medal of Honor. Daly's dad had re-entered the Army after Pearl Harbor and was severely wounded while serving it as regimental commander in northern France and was sent back to the United States to recuperate. Sitting next to him that day, Michael wished his father had received the medal he was wearing around his neck. Wednesday's hero is Michael Daly, 1st Lieutenant, U.S. Army, born September 15, 1924 in New York City. He died July 25, 2008 in Fairfield, Connecticut. Name of the story is Distinguished Father and Son. Damn it.
Wow.
Gets me every time.
You think?
And I record the damn things.
I know.
So I love how they get to whatever act he does. So many of these stories start with, oh, and by the way, he waded ashore in Omaha Beach.
Yeah.
He survived that. He survived that, and then, he did another battle, survived that, and then he killed 15 Germans by himself and took out three machine gun nests. It's incredible.
Golly.
And then his father was nominated for 2 Medals of Honor from World War I.
I'm sorry if you get a second nomination. Don't you get the medal? What's the problem?
Right.
Right. Right.
So the bullet goes in his ear, out his throat.
It goes in his ear and out the other cheek.
Oh, my gosh.
And he lives. He lives till 2008, and he's another American hero.
Can you imagine the pain behind
that?
Oh, man, golly.
Well, and you think, I mean, these guys always think, this is it. I'm not going to make it through
this
one. Yeah, and then, boy, and you always have that reminder of that day.
These keep getting better and better and better, Tony, and God bless our vets, man.
Yes.
I think we, okay, so now, yesterday, we helped raise some money for Brian Shirley, or Brandon Shirley's family. Brian Shirley is the father. And I think we got Charlie from Khalil's on. I'm not sure. Hey, Charlie, is that you, man?
Dwight Whitten, what's up, dude?
Hey, wait, say, this is Charlie from Khalil's. If you don't know where Khalil's is, it's on Dixie Highway. And, man, is it good stuff. It's just everything you all make.
It's always jamming there, dude. Y'all ever have a slow time at that bar?
Yeah, right.
Tony, post-COVID's been a little rough, but let's rock it out tonight for this family.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Tell us what's going on. What's going on at Khalil's?
So I give the credit to, you know, a lot of different people, but, you know, Beth Bolus and Jamel Bolus, they kind of helped organize this and get it squared away, and so I'm grateful for them for that. Mike Maroney and I, you know, Mike decided to do a go halfers, and I'm pushing the tickets, so $5 for every ticket that we sell, and then half of that goes back to the family, and the other half will go to the winner. You can buy the tickets at the restaurant today. I'm doing 20% of food sales this evening for the family. We've got live music tonight. They're going to do some raffle items. They've got some whiskey and some, you know, Dennis at Bed to Go and Timmy's Car Wash. They've donated, you know, $1,000 worth of mattress and something from Bed to Go, and then he's donated $250 gift card that they're going to raffle off for the car wash. We've got a couple different things. A guy named Bada Bing from he owns a detail company that donated $250 gift card that we're going to raffle off. Great detail company. And we're just trying to raise as much as we can for this family. You know, Brandon was doing his job, doing his service, doing what he loved to do, and it's just unfortunate that he had to be let go that way, man. I hate that he's passed. I hate that this has happened. This is unfortunate for our city. This is just awful. And I've got chills, man. I'm so ramped up. I got chills. I'm fluttering my words here.
No, and Charlie, I get it. And listen, if you get a chance, go by Khalil's today for lunch. Go by again.
And by the way, the food's awesome.
Oh, it's the hot brown, man. For everything you want.
Ooh, I love I'm a sucker for a hot brown.
They even have... I can't get into all the stuff that they have, but it's amazing.
But the 50-50 raffle is interesting to me. We do it, like us Catholics do that all the time, 50-50 raffle. But instead of keeping the 50%, it's going to go to the family.
No, absolutely. And so I want to say one thing real quick about Khalil's. If you follow me on social media, you know I tag my post a lot with Love Louisville because I love Louisville. This is why it's so important to support your locally owned restaurants and bars and businesses, because if you look around at who gives back, in the South Side, Khalil's is constantly raising money for families, for cancers, for falling officers. God bless you all, the men and women of Khalil's, man. I'm proud to call you a friend, Charlie.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Dwight. It's my pleasure. I'm just great to have this opportunity and just be in the community to serve, you know. But I couldn't do it without the people around me and without the great great guests that we've got coming in and that patronize us and the great people that we've put in our circle.
Listen, man, good luck today. And if you're going to Khalil's, order often and order a lot and have patience, because I hope that you're overrun with business. And if you see Mike Maroney, tell him I want my wristwatch back. Last time I had my picture made with him, my wristwatch came up missing. So,
I'll see him in a little bit. I actually got to call him, so
hey,
I'll let him know.
Khalil.
Mike, if you're listening, get the man his watch.
Charlie, God bless you, and everyone at Khalil's for all that you do, man. I'll see you this afternoon, Hoss.
All right, peace.
Hey, good guy right there. Great food, too.
Out in the valley, baby.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Whereabouts on Dixie is it for folks that haven't been there?
It's close to the Snyder.
Yeah, so if you go to the Snyder, like you're going to Fort and take a left to go to Fort Knox, you take a right, it's a half mile down the left.
It's in a big strip mall next to
it. Oh, is there a feeder supply there or something?
Yeah, that's where I was going. There's a feeder's pet supply right next to it.
In the valley.
Yep. Okay, well, there's a doctor in Wallingford, Connecticut that has a lot of trouble. He's a chiropractor, and he started writing – well, he's not a chiropractor. He's a – nope. He's
Wallingford, Connecticut. Is his name Doc Hollywood?
No.
Looks like Michael J. Fox.
Brelovsky.
No, that's not Michael
Doc
J. Fox.
Gesundheit.
Yeah. Anyway, he's a doctor in Wallingford, Connecticut.
But that's a nice place to live.
And he found he it done right.
It sounds fun.
Susan and I like to summer in Connecticut. I don't even know what it means.
You can't even spell Connecticut.
It means you go there when it's warm.
Oh, okay. So anyway, he's been accused of fraudulent opioid prescriptions.
Oh,
a lot of doctors fall to that.
Yeah.
But that's not the worst of his problems. You see, the good doctor was writing prescriptions for opioids when they weren't needed, and he was going to get charged on it. So he did what any good doctor would do.
Mm-hmm.
He turned to a murder-for-hire plot to take out the witnesses.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
But, this is your doctor, by the way.
Right. But the
I think they take an oath. I'm not sure.
The hippopotamus oath.
Yeah.
So anyway, the attempted services of the hitman was actually a FBI agent that was posing.
Oh, God. This is such an old story. It's like these people are idiots.
So if you didn't die from his opioid prescriptions, he'll kill you.
Right, exactly.
Jeez.
So anyway, the FBI agent was posing to be the brother of the president of the Hell's Angels chapter in Connecticut, and it was, in fact, an agent. And, oops, they've locked him up. So now he's got double the misery, double the charges, and I'm sure double the sentence at least.
Geniuses at work there.
No kidding, man.
Guys, we've heard this story more than once. A couple gets together and decides to do one of those little DNA tests for fun.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes
they don't turn out so much David.
No.
Meet Donna and Vanner. What's the last name?
Haliner.
Johnson.
Johnson.
Always.
Hey, Donna and Vanner.
Johnson.
Johnson.
So they decided to have a little fun. Well, when it came back, Vanner found out that he's not the biological father of their 12-year-old son.
Oh my gosh. Man.
Now, it's not as bad as you would think. This was not a different Vanner.
Yeah.
That was an IVF clinic.
Okay.
So the eggs were fertilized by somebody else, not Vanner.
But he didn't know about it?
So Vanner
Vanner
gave his boys to the clinic. And then the clinic
put the wrong boys in her eggs.
And the clinic put his boys into somebody else, else got their boys.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, you got to put that child on Craigslist and sell it and start over.
No, right? No, it's not what you do. No.
Yes, it's not my kid.
If you found out Lemmy wasn't yours, would you give him up?
There's no question Lemmy is mine.
That's what I'm saying. But if the DNA test said, no, Lemmy's not yours.
But there's no question. Lemmy poops exactly like I do. There's no question.
So he's stupid.
He is his father's
and in
son.
The same place.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean, of course, that Vanner doesn't love his son after
all. No, he's your son.
They
no
thought about
what.
It for a year. Then they told him. Then they managed to track down the accidental donor. So that was the craziest conversation he's ever had. Now they're taking the clinic to court.
Well, while you're taking the clinic to court, can you sue the father for child support?
I don't.
No, you cannot.
Hey,
but do you want to know? I mean, if you're the kid,
why do you tell the kid?
It was a test tube situation anyway. Does the dad matter at that point?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, the biology
and
is there.
He's only 12 years old, so you've got another 6 years of, you know, you're not my real dad.
I guess from a medical perspective, knowing the history of the father will help you when it comes to hereditary diseases.
There's
and
a
things.
Difference between being a father and being a dad.
That is true.
Dad's there every day.
Could you call the plate glazing people and put that on the plate? Because we really needed one.
Thank you.
Email Franklin Mint.
Big
got it.
Difference between being a father and being a dad.
Medical reasons, you would want to know the history of the real dad.
A colon cancer in the family.
If you have high risk of whatever, it's good to know.
Or if he's a douche.
No, usually, is douche genetic?
I think it is.
Some of it is, yeah.
You think?
Absolutely.
Well, how many really cool guys have you met with douchey dads?
My kid's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's okay.
Kind of douchey.
Yeah. I wouldn't say douchey.
No.
Kind of an ass, but.
Yeah, there you go. kind of move in and out of that area. Are you douchey this year? I'm thinking about being douchey in
That's
this
right.
decade. All right, go for it.
Douchey for Lent.
So, when I first read that story this morning, I was like, oh, no. And then I was like, oh, it was an in vitro. They were trying, and then somebody else's boys got in there.
Fertility issues.
But I'm wondering if his boys got thrown out or put into somebody else that they were supposed to be.
I want to know who my real kid is.
Maybe his boys couldn't tread water anymore.
It's interesting because we're speaking from their family's perspective. Now, this guy's a dad. Does he want to know if his boys were put in somebody else and then say, hey, I want to have a relationship with my half son?
Well, when you donate, though, especially if you're doing it anonymously, I don't think you want to know. They've had those crazy stories where these like serial donors have like dozens of kids. And they meet each other.
All you got to do is hit track my DNA, and they'll pull up names or people that, I guess, numbers or names that say, hey, there's a 28% chance that this is your half sister.
You did it the old fashioned way.
Yeah, yeah.
You did a turkey baster? Hey, listen.
No.
Hey,
no,
listen.
I don't need that.
Let's YouTube this, honey.
I dropped mine off right at the
gate. Okay,
sometimes just outside.
That's not where that goes.
Wait.
Okay, I can't do that joke. Anyway, I want to know.
Stop.
Thanks for not doing it.
I want to know.
Right.
I'm still trying to figure out how to clean it up.
Well,
don't.
It can't be done. Okay.
Don't.
Here's my question.
Perhaps a towel.
Or a sock.
That's it.
Wait.
What?
Does the kid get two Christmases now?
No. No.
I'm trying to work it.
I think he does.
No.
Hey, guys,
You're not my real dad anyway.
Oh, you know what's coming. Hey, clean your room. You're not my real dad.
My other dad said he'd buy me a car.
Kenny Abernathy is, and I wish I lived with him.
Kenny Abernathy.
Okay, listen, guys, I want to talk to you about something serious, and women, too, quite frankly. It's erectile dysfunction. It's embarrassing to talk about, but let's do it right here, right now on WHAS. Look, guys, if you suffer from ED, drop the ego and get the problem corrected. It's just a medical condition. And by the way, it affects your relationship. You could tell your spouse, your partner, whoever, it's not you, it's me. But they often don't believe it, all right? Listen, just get it fixed and get it fixed the right way. Don't go to these other places to just write a prescription. Chances are your body does not have a deficiency of some chemical made by a pharmaceutical company. Chances are that you have restricted blood flow, and it happens with age, and it happens to every guy. Go to their all-male staff and get your evaluation, okay? And get your life back, your love life back, and your confidence back. Okay, here's what you do. You go to HightowerMens.com, and they treat the problem, not the symptoms, and they do it non-invasively, and they do it painlessly. Guys, what are you waiting for? Get back on top of it. Have your love life right now. Go to HightowerMens.com. At the bottom of the hour after news, good news for guys with flaws. I'm going to tell you some of the most attractive...
Dental flaws?
Flaws.
My country ass, you can't understand anything I'm saying. Find out the flaws in men that women actually find attractive.
Back after this on News Radio 840 WHS.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WHAS.
Do we play golf?
Well, we play once a year because it's too fun not to.
Well, I don't know if we're going to play golf.
But
we're going to definitely be driving the beer cart around.
Yes.
On October 1st at Glen Oaks. That is the WHAS Golf Scramble. You want to get a foursome as soon as you can. And let me tell you, it was a perfect size last year. We're going to keep it around that size now. And it was just awesome. Not a lot of waiting around. You play golf. Starts at 1 p.m. on a Friday. So you can do a half day, then head on out with us. Have lunch on us. and then play golf, and then it's going to be good.
Wait, you buried the lead. You said Friday? I thought scrambles were on Mondays.
No, sir.
No, baby. It's a Friday.
Yes.
Day.
And our foursome is going to be Dave Jennings, Tony Vinetti, Dwight Whitten, and myself.
No, that's not true.
Dr. Fauci.
That's not
true. No, that's not true. You're not golf. We're not golfing.
No.
I will be giving golf lessons where I sneak up behind you and go, okay, here, let me show you how to grip your shaft. And I'm right behind you kind of wiggling.
Just look, keep your ball 6 feet away from mine, Fauci. Yeah,
that's
you.
Right.
Thank you for that.
Okay, listen, I want to say thank you to a listener that just came by. I don't know if I should say his name because he gave a cash donation.
Yeah, we'll get it. Go ahead.
Bill Cox.
We'll call him Carlisle.
All right.
Thank you, Carlisle, for dropping off a super generous donation to go to Brandon Shirley's family.
Oh, awesome.
Piggybacking yesterday. And then also he brought us some Smyrna Inn shirts.
Smyrna Inn, established 1936.
Yes. How about
where
that?
Where is Smyrna Inn?
Smyrna.
Isn't it Smyrna?
I say Smyrna, but it's Smyrna, right?
Smyrna.
Okay, listen, guys, these are flaws that you may have that women actually think are attractive on guys.
Or this is a fake survey. Go ahead.
Yeah, I call
they say they like, I like balding guys. No, you don't. Is that one?
I like dad bods. I hate those six packs.
I hate guys that are in shape.
But look, I could kind of, look, that was actually explained to me one time by a very hot girl. She said, I don't like the guys that are cut with the abs. I said, shut up. She goes, no, I don't date them. Because what fun are they? You can't go out to eat with them.
Yeah.
You can't drink to, you know, excessive bars.
Yeah.
Because they're too much, you know, though my abdomens.
I agree.
I don't agree with this one. And I want to say thank you, We Grow Hair Indy. Balding.
Lie. Lie.
If you have money, true.
Right.
He's so much hotter without hair.
More women than ever are digging it. It goes well with their facial hair as well.
Yeah, it's almost like a requirement to grow the beard if you shave the head. Just swap it out.
It does look badass, though.
It can. I'd be an awful-looking bald man.
All of us participate here on this. Glasses.
What are you giggling for? It's true, but you don't have to giggle.
It's the dude that sent that picture 10 years ago, remember, from Thunderdome.
And the Master Blaster?
Yeah, the Master Blaster.
Well, all three of us are
so cruel.
Fit this category. Glasses. We can't see anything without our glasses.
Why do women think that's...
Well, I'm glad you asked. Women say it makes the man look more intellectual, conversational.
Stop it. It's not 1945.
It makes him look more engaged and reliable.
Ask the kid with glasses. He knows he's got to be smart.
He can read the menu.
He's got the glasses.
I like removing my glasses slowly and then putting the stem in my mouth and going, actually... Real condescending.
The slow hand up and then fast taking the glasses off.
Right.
It's a pretty good move.
Right.
If you watch Designated Survivor, only watch season one, by the way, he does that all the time. Someone walks in the Oval Office. What? Glasses come off. Every time. 10 times an episode.
It makes you look smart.
I have debated doing the ones that hang around your chest.
You're the master.
And they come, and it comes apart, and they put it back together.
On top of their face.
I don't know. I'm like,
I fall on the don't get those side.
Yeah. All right, give me another one.
A big nose, a prominent schnoz.
No. Nobody thinks Klinger is hot.
No, don't get me wrong. It could be fun in certain situations, lady. But
expensive if you have a coke habit.
A prominent schnoz can give a guy a more dominant and masculine presence.
I kind of like girls with that little knot on their nose, the kind of a bigger nose. I don't mind a big nose on a girl.
I do, because when you go in to kiss them, you can poke your eye out. I hate that.
That was the name of Doc Holliday's girlfriend, Big Nose Kate.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Did they call her Big Nose?
Yeah, Big Nose Kate.
Because of the coke thing?
Why they call you
no,
Big Nose?
No, she drank whatever that opium. She drank opium.
Oh.
Does it give you like a big red nose?
No. No, that's the, hey, get away from me, kid. What was that?
W.C. Fields.
W.C. Fields. Hey, hey, kid, get away.
Get away from me, kid. You bother me.
Go away, son. You bother me.
So
yes.
Far, I'm calling BS on all these. Balding, glasses, big
yeah,
nose.
All BS.
Let's go.
Imagine all of these together
well,
in the same
another
guy.
One. Here's another one they say. I like a man that can cry. No, you don't.
No, of course
stop
you don't.
It.
No, you don't. You like it for like 10 seconds.
Okay. Calling BS on this one. Shyness.
It oh, makes, I think that's true.
It makes you more. Oh, it is.
I think
not.
Some women think
no,
shyness is
no,
sexy.
No.
Yes, I think
it makes you feel more.
As long as you're not douchily confident.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to hair. It said balding. Women think that balding men are more attractive.
Chest hair?
Body hair. It just says
no,
body hair.
Stop.
I'm calling BS.
Yeah, BS.
It says ladies are into body hair and they are really, really, really into it.
Some ladies are.
Well, my wife's back is really hairy, and it's attractive to me.
Right.
But I love everything about my dear, yeah. sweet fur ball.
No, people are getting rid of hair. They're
right.
not adding it. Stop.
Right.
It's just,
hey,
taking,
go ahead.
It's just taking care of itself.
Give me another one.
Okay, scars. The ladies are really into scars.
I can see that.
Well. Each scar tells a story that you lived, own them, and explain them.
And make stuff up.
Okay.
Well, there's always that scene in like the rom-com or the whatever movie where the guy's like a veteran,
yeah,
and the girl has to he's got like a scrape on this shoulder,
right.
But she raises up the shirt to
yes.
put the ointment on, and there's like and she sees the scars for the first time, and she goes, "Oh my God, where did you get that?"
And she starts kissing
and he goes, he stares off in the abyss and goes, "Iraq."
Yeah.
Or like in Lethal Weapon, where Mel Gibson and Rene Russo compare their scars.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh, how about
yeah,
this one?
How
oh,
about
yeah,
this
fine.
One?
What
oh,
about
yeah,
this?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But we all know that's a Jaws ripoff.
Thank
true.
You.
That's true. That's true.
True.
That.
And you know what? My scars are inside because I'm a sensitive guy.
Which means you're attractive.
And shy.
I'm
sensitive and shy.
And I'm sensitive, so I scar on the inside. So, Dave brought this up. Dad bods. There's something to say about a dad bod. They're built for comfort rather than speed.
So, ladies, your dream man is bald.
Yes.
Shy.
Hairy.
Has a big nose.
Uh-huh.
Has a lot of hair and a gut.
Right.
Well, I can see. I'm not particularly attracted to the perfectly shaped woman that's got all muscle and no ounces of fat because you got to look at it and go, God, it's got to be high maintenance.
I know.
That's kind of like, I can't keep up with that.
No kidding.
I just want a normal girl that's pretty. Can we do that?
Right. When I go to...
Am I not wrong here? It's just like, super pretty girl? No, thank you.
Do you think when I go to Bear Nose, I want a hot blonde sitting across me with not an ounce of fat going, he'll have the carrot sticks.
Are you going to eat anything? No, I'm just going to smell your food.
Right.
So you guys both want women that aren't supremely hot or in great shape.
No, that's what there. We're saying.
Thank you, Jackie and Susan.
Yes. Oh, let me add to that. Hey, wait, let me add to that.
Hey, you guys are dads of the year.
Listen, I want a woman that's not in perfect shape and not that great looking and has extremely low self-esteem.
Look, I look... I look for the intellect. Thank you.
Right. No, listen, the most beautiful thing on my wife is her brain.
Thank you.
Because, quite frankly, I don't see beauty.
That's no. admirable.
Thank you so much.
Well,
it's in the eye of the beholder, I heard.
She has to think for both of you, so it's really just one brain.
Okay, a couple more that we'll get out of this, but I refuse to think that women are in a bar going, look at that big nose. I know.
Look at the
I
way
know.
The neon glows.
Oh, my gosh.
Off his dome.
Look at his back hair. It goes great with his nose.
Look
All
at
right.
that belly.
Body set. You don't want to be around someone that's a stink master, but... There's a lot to be said about natural pheromones and natural chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
You're not
going
to smell it on me. Because I take the Old Spice, and I'll splash right here, and I'll splash right here, and then I take just an itty-bitty
yeah, stop
bit.
Stop it.
Itty bit right down here, right here in this area.
Thank you.
This region.
Thank you.
Can you see where I'm pointing at
yes,
right here?
Yes, everyone can. There's a whole studio's nut but windows.
It's my wee-wee.
Everyone is standing looking at you. Stop.
Okay, thank you. One last one, then we'll get out of here. Rough hands. It sends a message.
Oh, I can see that.
Sure.
It sends a message that you're not afraid to work, and you can take care of business.
Yeah, chicks do like the construction guys.
Right.
The tough construction guys with a flannel shirt.
And they can whistle.
And yeah. that ain't me. That ain't my hands. The inside of my hands feel like Velveeta cheese. I'm the girliest man you're ever going to meet.
You haven't worked a day in your life, have you?
Yeah, right. What's your name?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
No, but Ophelia.
Ophelia.
Ophelia. Yeah.
Grew up in a little mining town. You never heard of
the act.
Trading Places, the show's favorite movie.
All right. Yes. Aaron is the owner of Christian Brothers Roofing. You want to give them a call or go to ChristianBroRoofing.com. Family owned and operated. Integrity is a big part of their business. Trust me on this. They'll make sure it is done right. And if it's not, they'll keep coming back and back and back. Not that it's going to be a lot of problems, but it's construction. Things happen. So they'll take care of you. Just give them a call if you need a roof on your home or your business. They also do gutters and siding, but they've been around since 1997, so they've been doing something right, and they have the supplies to put the roof on your house. Now they have special relationships with the suppliers. A lot of people, a lot of construction people, a lot of remodelers are having trouble getting the supplies. Not Christian Brothers Roofing. They'll get the roof on when you need to. And getting into bad weather in the last couple of days, if you've got damage, they'll take care of it. Just give them a call or go online at ChristianBroRoofing.com or call them at 244-0208. 244-0208. Christian Brothers Roofing. Back after this. News Radio 840 WHAS. Hang out.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.